save the human race. Yet they'll never know the face of Spectre Man.
Live.
Coming to you live on Saturday morning, it's the Sentai Review. I'm refreshing the YouTube page.
I'm playing a video game.
I mean, at least he's honest. Well, I mean, I got a new RPG I need to start playing on my Switch. I got it for $2 because it was on a super special crazy sale. I can't even remember the name of it. I'd have to look.
I know I bought a, what is it? They have the XCOM 2 bundle on the Switch.
I mean, I got it for free, though, because I had enough points. And I had a little bit of money left in my account.
Fair enough.
That's how I got the two Dragon Quest games. I was like,
did you beat two?
I am on the last guy.
So when you get back from the lunch thing with your mom.
I made one attempt at him. And I made it to his second form, and I think I may have been pretty damn close, and he got me.
Sounds like you need some of the old...
I'm going to pick up this mic
old Nick,
since we're talking.
Nick skills.
Right. Yeah, I got... And I was right there, and like
there
I said, I think he got me right at the end. But let me tell you. The dungeon... Not the dungeon that he's in, but the dungeon right before him... Fuck them for that. Fuck them for that. The dungeon, the second to last dungeon, before you actually get to the castle where you fight the final guy in Dragon Quest II, can eat my ass. That is one of the most irritating...
Be careful, because it might spread the cheeks and go... Bleh, 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 bleh.
That is one of the most irritating, shitty dungeons that I have ever dealt with in my entire RPG fucking life. Like, you're walking... And you have to keep, of course, going up and up and up. And as you go up the stairs, you keep coming across these, randomly you'll be walking, see?
You see, what would be happening was we was walking.
And you think...
But not Christopher
you
walking.
You think you're going in the right direction.
That's only when you play 1880... Wait, what was that shitty game again, Shane? The Order 1886.
You know
yeah,
how it does.
That's the only time you Christopher walk.
You know how it does that area where you like can't see an area, so you step into it, then it opens the area up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Death tile.
If it opens the area up, you went the right way.
If it doesn't,
if you go like you keep coming across forks where it's like there's three ways to go. You go up and it makes a sound. You're back at the beginning of the dungeon.
Wait, weren't you starting to go through that when I had to get ready to leave last time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what that dungeon was.
Fuck that place.
Then,
also.
Then you come across another area, and there's a left and a right, and you go right, and you're like, yes! And immediately it goes to a fork of up, up, and right, and you go up, and you're all the way back at the beginning of the dungeon. And it never stops. Oh, and then when you get past all of that, and you finally get up to the next level... You start walking and you're like, thank God.
And
the floor breaks.
Oh, and then you fall down.
And you fall back to the start of the dungeon.
Awesome. Also, birthday.
This guy's throwing shit at me.
Right. Birthday.
Yeah, it's birthday, motherfucker.
Yes. No, you say it right.
Old.
It's welcome to Earth.
No fucking way.
I mean,
where did you get that?
Barnes and Noble.
Nice.
He's pleased to kill you on your shelf now.
He is. He's pleased to kill me. Holy shit. Yes.
So quick story time.
Fucking Tao Pai Pai.
Quick bit of story time.
Holy shit. Oh, fuck.
I went to Barnes & Noble because my friend Chelsea had picked up her Gundam Noble from there for the Gunpla. So I was like, shit, I'll go get Bill a Gunpla for Christmas. Or not Christmas, his birthday. So I went.
What?
I went looking around and couldn't find it.
It's
but I
RPG
saw
that. The RPG Maker, the MV for PlayStation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping the interface
is
a wee bit,
PC?
Wee bit simpler than the PC. The PC can get, you could do a lot more on the PC, but it's ultra fucking complicated.
Oh, yeah, because you have to learn how to code.
Yeah.
But,
which I did get pretty far. I have it's nothing happened. I have a six and a half hour campaign that's crafted, actual RPG on the PC. But then I started running into problems where I went back to change certain things that weren't flowing right. And because, of course, if you change one thing in the prior code, it fucks up a bunch of things in the other code that you have done. And that just compounded problems and compounded problems. So where it is right now, where I ran into a problem,
pile of crap.
You can play it, but you can actually skip the second boss. And he is not a small deal. He's a huge fucking deal because during the fight with that boss, there's a storyline that plays out in battle. And as you're fighting him, if you don't get that story, you never know why the old man is in the group and why he's so quiet during the course of the start of the game.
Okay.
Because it explains almost everything. The problem is that that dude is in a very specific room that you go to, and you kill him, and see, there was a door. But there's something that screwed up in the code when I was coding other things, and now the door's not there. It's there, but it's not there. If you don't fight
you have the visible door that you just walk through.
No, if you don't fight him, this is the glitch. This is what's happening. If you never fight him, if you never go in that room, you could just walk and there's no door and you can just go down the staircase and start the next storyline. If you fight and kill him, he drops the key and the door is there. And I can't get it to fix without literally going back
and redoing everything.
And basically coding everything up to that point because I don't know what happened that changed the code that screwed it up, and that's the nightmare of it.
God, I don't miss programming.
And that really fucking sucks because it was really going well. I'd even gotten as far as, since the last time you guys played it, I've gotten as far as even scripting a campaign where once you beat that dungeon and you go up and you enter the main tower, when you enter the main tower, the old man will say, back here again. And then once you take another step, it'll revert the game 20 years ago, and you'll start playing an entire separate campaign with the old man, who is a younger man, and you'll be introduced to people like Lucian and whatnot, and then that runs its course, and there's a secret boss in that area. It was going well. It's nearly a 6.5 to 8 hour campaign that's all done, and it was going pretty damn well, and now it's not going to happen because I don't have the patience.
Apparently, I need to not sit here because somebody was like, oh, it's story time with Uncle Shane. I'm like, Shane's over there.
Yeah.
I'm in Shane's usual seat because Shane wasn't here yet.
Right.
And because
and
I needed to give a gift.
Gumpla.
Speaking of which,
stop breaking Gumpla.
Is this a story time with Seth Day, or are we moving on?
Actually, I mean, beforehand, I want you to take a quick look at that pie. Like, look in there. Look at the faces. You can change his face.
Does he have mechanical?
Nope. That is
the tongue face.
It's got the tongue.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yep, you can tongue people to death now, Bill.
The tongue face. He could be on his log making a tongue face.
Yep.
It's so fucking ridiculous.
But no, the closest thing to story time with Uncle Sario is we finished recording lines and Ruxpin Abridged is finally done.
I saw that.
Done,
it was
done.
Great.
Well, I saw that you posted a preview. Is the actual thing done?
The premiere is going to be the full, like, season
That's
one
tomorrow,
thing.
Tomorrow, I thought you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon is apparently going to be a stream for all of Ruxpin Abridged, but
yesterday, I think, yesterday or the day before was the last episode.
It was on Thursday, because I was literally in the middle of my stream, and me and Ronan were just kind of talking comic book shit, and there was nothing else really going on, and I just kind of put my headphones in underneath of my headphones and listen to the episode while everybody was just kind of talking random bullshit. Because no offense, it's not a matter of I didn't want to be there doing shit, but Scott was like, yeah, no, we got to do this. I'm like, fuck, I want to know which takes he actually used. including the one where he literally, I can't remember what it was, you wanted like a grubby, let's get out of here type of thing, and I literally fucked it up and I turned into MXC like, let's go! And he fucking put it the hell in anyway. Yeah. I'm like, you used that one? I told you it was a fuck up take.
Well, it might not have been my show. I might not have cared, but no. But I'm happy to see you finish a project. I am. That's not a joke. Even if it's not my show, even if I didn't care in general, I was happy to at least help out with it. And I'm happy to see you complete a project all the way through. Happy to see.
One thing down. A few more to go.
We still had to complete a project that we lost footage for years ago.
Yeah.
Well, there's two projects. Not Castlevania, though, because I can't do the death voice anymore. Well, it took us 6 hours to figure out how to get that modulated perfectly.
No,
and it would kill my
throat.
No, the project was we had this cool little podcast Let's Play we were doing. We got one part out, and we lost the rest of the footage. It was one that Jason was with us. Had us all busting up laughing hard. It's the Mega Man X one.
Okay, I remember that.
I would like to go back and do that at some point because I was showing Mary some of the older stuff, and I remembered because I went through and beat Sting Chameleon pretty much in one shot, but I went up there to go fight the big fat green throwy arm guy, but I remembered that if you keep far enough away from him, all he'll do is jump. You said something that triggered it, and Jason followed up with battle systems initialized. If Mega Man equals alive,
jump. Yes, if Mega Man equals alive, jump. If Mega Man still equals alive, jump to other side.
It's like, repeat. If Mega Man, if Mega Man equals defeated, end program.
Yep.
And we just all started dying.
Because that boss that you fight,
he's so dumb.
What he does. He just jumps to the left, does a hook arm, misses, jumps to the right, does a hook arm.
No, he
misses.
Only does the hook arm if you're slightly within range.
Yeah.
But if you go all the way to the wall, all he does is go, aww, it jumps again.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, because there's the Mega Man, there's the Castlevania.
Fucking phone.
Oh, fuck. What was the other project? There was the game, and there was the Pokemon skit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, this dude in the chat last night, he tells me he's starting Mega Man 8, and I was like, oh, good. Jump, jump, slide, slide, die, die. Enjoy the fucking snow level, dude. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. So here we go. We are going to talk about, first off, Mirror Man, 1971, 1972, normal form time.
Jump, jump, slide.
To get rid of
it. Oh, yay.
A lot of people were using the Mega or the Ultraman reference.
Yeah, it's not my right.
Okay.
Hey, can you show us the way? That is the way.
That is the way.
I'm sorry, wait. That is the way.
Okay. Wow.
This man is, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a helmet.
So there's that dude. That's where we're starting today.
You
going to
come take a look at this, Shane? Or
excellent,
are you just going to sit over there?
Excellent dude.
Shane's just going to sit over there and enjoy the fact that it's the anniversary of when him and his wife first started dating.
It actually is. Five years.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
I saw it post today.
Yep.
So this guy
that he hasn't had his morning slap to the face.
Well, we're already on the live stream, so you can't unzip your pants now, Shane. Or Seth.
He does. He does. He has the. He
I
has
got
the,
sweats. There is no zip.
He has the Earth Federation shield logo on his belt.
Yeah.
Belt quotation.
Not exactly. Because this bottom would have to be longer, but yeah.
No, right. Get rid of that man. No.
Okay. So is that a zero then?
No,
this dude is weak.
You said get rid of him, I mean.
This dude is weak, but Ultraman, I hope I don't get too much shit for this, is weak.
Like, no, it's true.
His design is weak, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, but when they rebooted him, so.
Like,
somewhat.
He's okay at best. And I've seen some Ultraman that's, I think it got, was a little more graphic. And some of the other shit, like he would cut monsters in half and do crazy shit like that. That's exactly what I'm getting at. Like, but he never looked real good. Like, never.
This is the only pictures we got, right?
This is all we have? This is him.
2.5. Because I'm sure somebody out there is like, oh my god, this dude is cool. I don't fucking care, he looks dumpy.
This dude's basic as shit. If you're a fan. 2.5, I'll agree.
Deuce.
Senor Shane.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
are you still in your wake-up process, buddy?
2.3. We can move on because I gave him a 2.5.
We did review the Adam West Batman, and I don't remember him getting big score.
Would that help you?
Now, guys, get ready for this huge improvement.
Next is Mirror Man.
Do you need to be on camera? Will that make you feel better? Do we need to change seats so you can?
Mirror Man.
Okay.
With timer.
This is a huge improvement. This fucking belt logo.
So, anyways, like. Leisure Suit Larry is only like $6, I believe, on the Switch right now. And then I got that XCOM pack for XCOM.
That
2.
Was impressive.
Yeah, the
you
fact
know,
that
just,
they actually
I just tossed
closed
them and they just closed themselves. That was
right.
Fucking
that gets a 4.
Fucking
right? Fuck yeah!
Now Nick with glasses. Now Nick without glasses. Each one $25, $35 an hour.
Nick with shifty eyes without glasses.
Yeah. Look, what, dude? That's a form?
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
But yeah, no, and then XCOM is XCOM 2 plus the XCOM 2, like, DLC thing. So, I mean, it's, yeah.
One.
Yeah, I figure, okay.
One. Now, XCOM, I'll give it a 4.5.
Right.
Because I love me some XCOM.
Because it's XCOM 2 with the XCOM 2 like second game, and all of it's got all the DLC because it's the XCOM 2 complete collection.
Oh, so it comes with Chimera Squad?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got all the
Chimera
shit
Squad
it.
Looked interesting. I just like the XCOM games. I've been playing those since DOS.
Right.
XCOM 2 was better, or was the best, not the new XCOM 2, but the old XCOM 2.
Right.
Because it was XCOM 2 Terror from the Deep, and you played as Aquanauts. So you didn't get guns, you got harpoon guns.
Right.
And it was dope.
This guy gets a 2.5. I'm not changing
these.
He didn't. He got a
2.22222222.
He gets hate.
Changed his belt buckle.
I can't enter any more than 10 digits after the decimal point. So. All
right, Shane, the upside is.
Shane dropped a 1.
The upside is at least the belt isn't crooked.
He is a 1.84444444444444. Wait, was that 1.4s or is that a? I don't know. Either way.
And you guys now have seen 1971, 1972 Mirror Man. So we are going on to the next guy, Spectre Man, 1971, 1972. So, you know, the same time. We're going to start with the pilot version to see what this guy originally was going to be.
What the shit?
Holy shit. Holy shit.
You know the sad thing is?
Missing a mustache.
You know what? Here's the thing. I think I like that guy better than the last guy. and he looks dumpier. But I like him better than the last guy.
Ronan's not wrong.
What?
Ronan said ass.
No, that last guy was ass. This dude is, this dude got kicked down a hill, right?
Yeah.
No, this guy got kicked down a hill. He blew through some glass of a front end of a Goodwill, rolled through the Goodwill, blew out the back end of the Goodwill, blew into the Five and Under store that was next door, rolled through there a bit.
Is this guy wearing a sweater that his grandma made for him?
It was cold that day when he got knocked down the hill, and suddenly we have this guy.
But when did he hit the Michelin tire store?
That was after the Five and Under store.
Ah,
yes,
okay.
He is. He is, Ronan. So, wow, to this.
Is this the only
guy?
Picture we got?
Of the pilot version?
The pilot,
this is the
yeah.
pilot version. This is him. This is what we got.
I'll give him a 2.8 because I hate him less. I don't know why, but I hate him less. Probably because he's goofy as fuck and he's making me laugh.
Yeah, I don't know. To be fair, even though your explanation is more humorous, he literally looks like they were just like, here's what we got. We'll put it the fuck on.
Look, we got a $20 budget. This is all we could get.
This is what we got. We'll put it the fuck on.
Look, this is the sweater my Nana made me for Christmas. Wear it.
He's got fucking 3-year-old water wings on his goddamn shoulders.
Bill, put this costume on right now.
He's got fucking knockoff Undertaker gloves. Dude. He's wearing a girdle on the outside of his shirt to fucking make him look slimmer.
And that fucking helmet, well,
yeah,
two-piece helmet stuff. Thing.
You know what? Hey, somebody already wins. Win Shane points for the stream. Who is that? Jamming on Jay, congratulations. You win 2 million Shane stream points.
Dude, this guy. It does look like that. It looks like they had the script. They hired the guy. Everybody showed up on set that day, and they were like, so what's the hero look like? And they were like, fuck!
Yep.
Who designed the hero? Did you design? No, I didn't design no fucking. I thought you were designing the hero. Okay,
fuck
hold
no.
on. There's a bunch of shit over there.
Hold on. Let me get my 5-year-old daughter.
There's a bunch of shit on stage one. Just grab some shit. I don't care what it is. Just grab some shit and bring it here. We'll make a hero.
You want to know what makes this worse?
You find some shit. You take the shit.
You put the shit on.
And then you look like shit, and then we hope we get fucking picked up so we can make it look less like shit.
We're about to know. We're about to know.
So,
what makes it worse is that it's only the waist up.
We aren't seen below the waist.
Right.
That's
all
true.
Right. So, Jamin on Jay, the reason why he wins stream points today, he said, the Sentai review is the modern Roman Colosseum. We laugh at and ridicule the pained fighters taken from their families to die for our entertainment. Yes. Yes, it is. And, like, Bill is Augustus in this situation.
Yeah, you are.
Because you're the leader, so you get to be Julius. Julius Augustus Caesar.
1.1.
Yeah, this guy.
Nope, this dude still gets 2.8. He's better than that last guy.
Okay.
This man can make me laugh, so.
So, Shane, since Bill's still debating, what's your score?
That means he lives.
Look it up in history. This was good. This meant he died.
Yep.
Shane was like, yes! I fucking love this guy!
Yeah. So, he's a zero, so we get to put him on the Shane list. First one in, like, 17 episodes.
The first of the new year.
Well, the first of the new year, but it's also the first since I got to pull up the list. But hold on, where am I?
Give this guy a. Oh man, this guy's fucking awful.
Shane Zero's Hate Harder. Episode 214 was the last time that he gave a zero.
Damn.
1.4 on this guy.
What episode are we on now?
233.
It's been a couple minutes, Shane.
Minute. Yeah.
Welcome back.
1.36. We can move the fuck on.
Shane's in a mood today.
Yeah, no shit.
Fuck? Somebody pissed in Shane's cereal. He woke up and he fucking got his Wheaties and he put them in the bowl, and then somebody stood right on his kitchen table and was just like, psh, and he was like, oh, come the fuck on. I was going to eat that shit.
Well, the only person who'd be able to do that is his wife, so.
No, he's got a cat.
Okay.
Yeah, but the cat isn't going to jump up on the table to shit in the Wheaties.
Let's see what a budget did for this guy.
Yep.
Behold, money! Wow! Holy shit!
He's got a fin!
Another zero from Shane. Okay, so that's two on the list.
What the fuck?
That's one hell of an upgrade.
And it actually adds to what fucking Seth had said. They really must have done that. just said, here's the shit we have. Put it on. Put on the shit.
Put on the shit. Hope we get picked up and we'll get you better shit when we get a budget.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Dayman.
Dayman. Oh.
Oh shit.
Fighter of the night, man.
Oh. Wow.
He fights giant.
Fighter of the cockroach.
Punching that big bug.
Oh. Why does he fight fucking Gorilla Grodd? And the fucking scientist from Planet of the Apes.
And a Gorn. He fights a Gorn, Bill.
He fights a Gorn, King Kong in clothes, the scientist from Planet of the Apes, and whatever the fuck that thing is.
That horny thing
back there.
That horny
thing. Okay.
I don't know.
Now I almost want to find this show just so I could see if that monkey fights that dinosaur so I can add to the King Kong vs. Godzilla memes.
I don't know if I like him better this way.
But it's Dayman.
I mean, it is Dayman. You know what? He'll get a three. I'll give him a three. Pretty basic.
I'm giving him a 2.8 because in the original picture, he looked like a fucking knockoff Ninja Turtle at first. like one of the ones we could, like, change out the head.
No. Not knockoff Ninja Turtle. Knockoff Shredder.
Yeah.
You call that basic? You think that's basic?
From
what we have seen.
No.
We're going for today.
All the shit that we've seen over the years.
Oh, no. All the shit we've seen over the years.
Listen, dude,
Shane, this dude is way under.
Listen, gay man here is.
Damn, can't be saying that online in 2021. We'll get taken off.
Shane, you seem to forget.
No.
We've seen Ball and Cup Zord.
Yeah,
that's true.
We've seen the Gan G. Like, this is basic.
I mean, we've seen worse.
Yes,
we have seen much worse.
We just saw it on the pilot version.
Yeah,
but we have seen
infinitely better. Seen man walked in the closet and came the fuck out with whatever the fuck he put on.
We have seen. We have seen
dark fucking closet.
You've seen a stick.
Yes.
No. We have also seen Kamen Rider Genius.
And that stick had more design than this dude.
We've also seen you take gay porn over a stick.
Because that gay porn was more tasteful than this dude.
Damn.
Is Shane dropping his nuke?
He technically could, but he's already given a zero so far, so unless he wants to change it. But I've got a zero, a 2.8 from me, and a three from Nick, so I'm missing a U and a Bill.
I'm being kind.
Oh, man.
His outfit's disgusting. Looks like he took it out of the fucking trash.
We've seen whatever stronger is. No, Genius was worse.
One, you have to be a fan, and even still, this is simply bad.
1.1.
I'm being nice.
Same. There we go. 1.58. Move it the fuck on.
We're done with this guy.
Yeah, we're done with this guy, I believe. So now we can move on to another one of the old folders.
Yeah, let's go on to another one of these old folders.
How many of these do we got?
Like
a couple.
Looks like three or four more.
We're in 1976 to 1977. The Cage Star. You ready for that?
Is that spelled with a C or a K?
K.
K. So we're going to start with the Bell Star or Belly Star. I'm not sure which one, nor do I care. Oh, my. I'm going to assume that's Bell Star.
What was your first guess? The stars on the cape?
You said this was the 70s, right?
76.
Yeah.
The 70s was a stupid decade.
Because I'm getting more of a 60s vibe off of the fucking... Oh, wow!
Toy! Hell yeah! That right there
fucking
is the
bullseye
toy.
Titties right there.
That, nothing says I strike terror into the hearts of my enemies than googly eyes.
Dude, I could get that toy for yourself, Shane.
Yeah.
That would be the best.
I could probably make that in clay in 5 minutes for yourself.
I could put it in the garden.
Oh!
All right, correction.
Oh, shit.
4 minutes.
That right there is the definition of Christmas morning.
Right?
Damn.
Look, my first and only attempt at making a clay sculpture, which Bill has somewhere, looks better than that. And that's saying something, because my Mega Man turned out horrible.
I'm going to say one thing.
Yeah, it's your shadow.
Anyway, go back one, though. I'll at least give the toy props for one thing on this. They did give her fat people knees.
You know...
So they do have some decent detail on a toy.
You know what she... You know what this toy reminds me of a little bit? Reminds me of a Stretch Armstrong.
It kind of does.
This
really, really shitty.
Hey, I got something worse. This toy reminds me of Baby Girl.
Oh, fuck.
Well, that gets a zero.
And that's only the toy.
Yeah, so anyway, so she's praising the sun and staring
at the shadows. No, she's not praising in the sun.
Uh-oh.
Those are bad guys.
She was trying to scare her shadow.
Yeah, super scary.
To praise the sun, you must do it properly.
Well, okay.
1.5.
So what show is this?
This is Cage Star, man. 1976, fucking classic.
You know what we need? You know what we really need? We need some Fist of the North Star to take care of this shit.
Not wrong.
Oh, man.
I'll give it a 2. Because it's colorful, at least. Rather than muddy gray.
Listen, I don't think you quite understand. The show that we do, you know, we've seen a lot of really cool stuff.
I'll agree to the 2.
And you... Really look at her. I want you to take a minute and just really look at her.
Okay.
Now, Shane, I also want you to do what you've done for every other old show.
Okay, so
here's
the thing.
This is from the 70s.
I guess, and I should have thought about this.
I will give you that.
This is not an American skull, and this is not an American show. It's Kage Star.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
No,
it's
Cage Star. It's really shitty. Let's keep going.
No, granted, I will give you that. I put the decade and the time period into consideration.
Exactly. Can't wait to see this ninja.
But, it don't matter what decade it is. It don't matter if it's the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever. She has fucking googly eyes.
Yeah.
No,
that's terrifying,
man.
She's got Spiteful Goes West when they give the lay.
She looks like...
Yeah.
She looks like she's a ripoff villain from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Hey, don't you be insulting that movie.
I'm going to be honest with you, and this might reveal a little bit of my age, but that scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. When he turned
Judge
around
Doom?
With cartoon eyes.
Yeah.
Like, that had an impression on me. I remember being afraid
I think
of
most
that.
Of us were.
Like, it was fucking straight-up nightmare
It was something
fuel.
We weren't ready
I feel like,
for.
I feel like if I was the villain of this show, and she came down to stop my my conquering of the world. I tell her to go away and to come back with something serious on. I'm not going to fight somebody that looks like that.
No, see, if I was the villain of this show and she came down, I'd be throwing darts at her tits.
Throwing darts at her tits.
You can also throw darts. She's at got her... fucking dartboard titties.
You can also throw them on her boots and on her belt.
And her helmet.
Yeah. I'd just be like, I throw bullseye.
I throw them at the
bullseye.
Fucking, you don't like her evil
single
evil
20.
Gun?
Her little toy gun.
Yeah.
Squirt gun.
Well, so, I mean,
pretty intimidating.
Well, I mean, considering the fact that most Sentai usually run around with toy weapons,
I'm gonna be honest with you, that
sell the toys to the children. I mean, you know.
I mean, it looks like it's attempting to be cool, like, you know, 1960s fuck you phaser, but it will never be that cool because 1960s fuck you phaser is unfuckable.
We haven't even
it
seen
fucks
the
you.
Hero yet. Yeah. I'm assuming this is the sidekick.
Yep.
At least one of them.
Exactly.
Oh,
and
joy.
All I have is
oh,
a 1.5, a 2, and a 2.
Give her a 1.
Is, okay.
She's lucky she got that.
Okay, and what you got then, Shane?
Are you...
We've already started a pattern, so...
Continue the pattern.
Damn!
Okay.
Triple zeros!
Yep.
Shane is not having
three.
It!
Today's a well, good day.
Today people, is a good day. I've been waiting for this
look
day.
At, look at people screaming next like if she goes away, they won't have to see her anymore.
Right.
I'll put that bitch on the background.
You don't have to. She's one of those.
Here's the thing. She's
one
if
of those,
you tell Bill
scene,
not to do something.
No. If you tell Bill don't do shit, it's gonna be done.
Oh God, we got Star.
Well, here's
Deadpool.
Kage Star.
Both Shane and Nick drop their mics.
So this is Japanese wrestler Deadpool.
I'm. It looked like it.
Apparently.
Oh wow,
Shane, do you want to go with me to the store get some whiskey?
Oh,
or do you just want beer?
He's got. If you're getting whiskey, I need to.
Uh-oh. His bike has really sad wings.
But Bill, what is it again?
Bike.
Yes,
there you go.
Yes, because it's the bike that's
sad.
Sad
bike, by the way.
I'd say it's the muddy wheels that are
no,
sad.
No, no. What you need to really look at is he's got a motor or a dirt bike front wheel. And he's got two tiny baby wheels in the back.
Is somebody pushing
he
it?
He does.
Are people pushing that thing?
Yes.
No. Let me tell you. Let me
well, when you only have so much money for your production.
This man gets a fucking zero.
What? Look at him up there.
No.
He's
look,
so
they
cool.
Spent the gasoline budget on the fucking costume.
Let's just say this. If it wasn't for the fact that there's possibly worse coming... I would be putting my finger on the big red button. As a matter of fact, no! Fuck that! Big red button!
God damn it.
Nuke nine, this motherfucker!
So, six plus, okay.
So, okay. So
50 shades of fucking done!
Let's say you wake up and you're having the worst day of your life.
You mean 50 shades of Norman Bates rhino shit score?
Let's say what happened to me and Bill. A little bit different situation, but we both lost our money for a little bit. Let's say that you wake up.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, yeah.
Let's say you wake up and you lose all your money. You find out that your wife is leaving you. You find out that you can't go to work because your car broke down. Let's say you're just having the worst day ever. You are still having the best day.
Compared to this guy?
Compared to what we're doing now.
So wait. Are you pressing the big red button too? Is this the first instance of double button?
I'm going to be real with you guys here.
Do it.
I regret waking up this morning.
Damn!
If you wouldn't have woke up, you would have never seen Kage Star.
And yet the world still spins.
It would have spun slower.
Discount Deadpool gets a 1 from me.
Oh, boy, you are being generous.
Yes, I am.
Shane.
So Shane, are you red-buttoning, or are you just...
Shane, come join the nuke side. We have cookies.
Look at that.
And alcohol.
Look at that peer pressure. Let's give into it.
Yes, double nuke!
Okay.
Fuck this man!
Yeah, go ahead
high
and
five.
Give. Go ahead and give Kage Riot
Shane,
a fucking
high five, buddy.
Discount Deadpool.
I was going to call him Kamen Rider Shy Guy. I'm going to give that guy a fucking zero.
This man got destroyed.
I don't know if my calculator's going to error out on a negative 10, but let's see. He's a negative 2, so no, it was
damn!
At least smart.
We fucked this guy's world sideways.
No, no, he fucked his
it's
own world.
It's still not
world.
The worst score that could be received.
Oh, no, but it is the worst score that has so far been received.
Animated
yes.
does not help him.
No, 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 you misunderstand. You see, we didn't fuck his world up. He fucked his own world up by agreeing to that role. Yeah, that's
yep, what, yep, nope, nope. I am justified in my... Am I,
wow, this is bad.
And your negatives?
This is pretty bad.
Yeah.
We're going to have to invent a new form of nuking.
Do you understand why the 70s was fucked up? They were all on drugs.
She's yeah. got a this, bike, too.
This is...
I don't,
this
I don't
is
know
a,
that this helps to disprove that claim in any way.
Yeah. They were on drugs in the 60s. They were on drugs in the 70s. They were on drugs in the 80s. They were on drugs in the 90s. They were on drugs in the 2000s.
Yeah,
they're on
true.
Drugs in the 2010s.
It's
we're on
statement.
Drugs in the
2010s. In fact, he's probably doing drugs yeah. underneath the mask.
Well, yeah. But it's different types of drugs, see? So it just depends on
well,
what you're getting your hands
given
on.
Given this role, cyanide is the most appropriate drug.
Damn!
See, I was going to say
damn.
Arsenic, but cyanide, I think, is slightly deadlier, so yeah.
It
yeah.
kills you quicker.
Yeah.
Much quicker.
Yeah. Well, we can only hope that they take the cyanide, but they're just giving us arsenic. We're inhaling asbestos while watching this.
Maybe the worst
people
thing.
Are saying that this guy was made into a Pokemon recently.
I can believe that.
Well... Let's really look at the Pokemon Company for a second.
Really makes me wonder what Pokemon...
When you have created a franchise that's well God over 20 years old, you start running out of ideas.
Dog hair.
Well, I mean...
I dropped it in look, a pile of dog hair.
There is a Pokemon that is keys.
Yeah, Hannah ran into that one. Yes, there's one that's literally keys.
Ice
there's
cream.
One that's literally, yeah, an ice cream cone. There's one that's quite literally a Christmas wreath.
A
yeah,
bag of trash.
Pretty soon
couple,
they're going to run out of ideas.
Yeah.
They're going to make
a couple
bird,
metal sprockets.
The bird luchador is what this guy. No, this guy.
No,
that's where they got the bird luchador.
No. There's no way in hell.
I'm not seeing it. I mean, I guess it's possible, but I'm not. I don't know.
The bird luchador is a bird luchador. The luchador is a
so,
Mexican wrestler.
We gave all the scores, right?
Yeah, we already gave all the scores.
Yeah, he was a negative 2.
What would be real cool is if we went on to the next one. I've already died like 20 times since we sat here.
So you're not wanting to see this guy anymore?
I have to do a lot to get this image out of my mind.
Orbeetle. All right, Orbeetle I could see. Not the luchador bird.
Okay, well.
Orbeetle is understandable.
Oh, I have no faith.
Go ahead and cross your fingers hard. Because we're going to 2006, motherfucker. 2006 was the year of remaking a legend. Let's remake Mirror Man Reflex.
Didn't we already see Mirror Man?
We so fucking
oh, holy
did.
Shit, this dude looks cool.
Wow, that's a hell
that's
of a
better.
Redesign.
4.5, this dude is awesome.
That is a hell of a redesign.
Yeah. He's got a sweet-ass knight helmet. He's
21st
got blades.
Century.
He's got cool metal plating.
Money and more technology.
4.5.
Holy shit.
I'm amazed with, like, how much of a better redesign this is. You're not like, holy fuck, give him the 6.
Nope,
wow,
nope, gotta
dude.
Save the 6.
Right.
His helmet and everything.
All right, wait. 4.8. Because that view gave him better look. So, yeah, 4.8 for this dude. He's fucking sweet.
His bad guy looks fucking cool, too, there.
Yeah, his bad guy looks like Hollow Man.
Do you see what happens when you take a
eyes.
Character out of a shitty decade? Okay? And I apologize for anybody born in the 70s
no,
or grew up in the 70s.
Original. Look at him stand next to the original.
So this is what we like to call fashion souls. The guy on the right is when you first start the game. The guy on the left is after you've killed the final boss for the third time. And you're on new game plus now.
And you have all the legendary gear.
And you just keep rolling.
Also, he has a unique weapon here.
Wow. Yeah, he's got bladed katars.
Yeah, you don't see that often.
No.
So that's actually quite a unique weapon.
That is shockingly well done. Pretty damn good fucking redesign.
After three or four straight shit, I'm going to give this dude... I'll give him 5. I'll flip the script on this bitch.
It's like, hold on a second. We're not looking at absolute terrible ass? Sweet. Give this man the max.
It may not be fair, but after seeing everything, this guy's shockingly good now because of the comparisons that
That's
came
why
before
he gets
him.
A 4.8
time period. That really does make a huge difference.
Right. This dude is
We've
way
seen stuff from
cool
the past that looks better than shit from now.
Yes. 4. That is true.
It doesn't happen often.
Yeah, 4.6. This dude's fucking sweet as shit.
This dude is sick.
He is a 4.58. I believe that will be the episode, or is there one more?
One more.
Oh, there's another.
One more, okay.
No, this guy already won. So unless this next...
All right, Yoda, calm your tits as you die.
There's one left.
Right. We're going there to Josie's.
We're going to talk about Josie's. I don't know what Josie owns, but Josie owns something.
It's probably a restaurant.
Got quite a few pictures.
Usually a bar and grill.
It could be a bar and grill. I'd be down with that.
Pictures.
Especially the bar part. Right. Gotta forget the first half of this fucking episode.
What year is it? Still 2006?
2014. This is 2014.
Ooh,
this is
farther in the
ago.
Future.
7 years ago, Shane. All
right.
Huh.
Is this an old
lady
team?
What is going
on with that guy in the back?
I don't know.
Either the mentor or the villain.
What's on his face? Is that
an
armored cat?
I would say prepare to zoom in, but this program sucks dick for zooming in.
I'm pretty sure that is a cat.
Yes.
It's a puppet.
It's a cat puppet. It's a hand puppet.
Hand puppet cat.
Oh, I pray he's the villain.
You know what I'm getting out of this so far? It is a weird combination between Sailor Moon, Voltron, and Speed Racer. That's what I'm getting out of this right now. Anybody else? Am I the only one?
I keep staring at the helmets, like the hearts on the helmet. And
if the red one changed out her helmet, she would look like Santa.
Deck the halls with shitty costumes. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Die.
But what I keep thinking is if you were to move the heart on the visor down a little bit more and make them a little bit more skimpy outfits, there's a video I've seen that looks like this before.
I see.
Just saying.
Yeah, I stand by my original thought process.
So purple, blue, red, yellow, and
is that purple? I think that's just a dark blue.
Yeah, it looks like dark blue, light blue.
Dark blue, light blue, red, yellow, green.
But that could just be the lighting and the way that the photo is.
And that girl that was, like, second from the left. Now, that might be purple. That girl that was second from the left looked like the random American actress that they just shoved in there.
Right.
She's the least-looking Asian person.
Well, that's always to make fun of the fact that we have to have diversity here in the States, so we always have, like, the one random black dude and the one random Asian chick, just to make sure that...
Or the Native American.
Right.
Hey, that one girl didn't even... You know how a lot of these pictures have a time stamp on it?
Okay, yeah, that is purple, Scott.
Well, that girl right there, she doesn't need a time stamp. She's indicating that it's 9 o'clock. That's her...
That one's saying it's 10 till 9.
Damn, what an innovative pose.
Point. Spot the leader!
Shane, it's Royal Rumble season. Everyone's pointing.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
All right, that monster's kind of neat looking.
I like how he caught her fist, like, seriously, please.
It's like, do you not see how scrawny your arms are? Get out of here. Oh, shit.
Did you just cut that dude in half?
I stand corrected. Holy balls.
What the fuck?
Dude, she was like, oh, okay, that didn't work. This will work.
She's like, damn it. Son, chop. Yeah, I was about to say that one.
Dude's like, what the fuck are your gloves made of? God damn. Bitch cut me in half.
What the fuck?
Yes, fat dude. Random guy.
I don't remember being in the desert.
Bill, zoom in on that man.
Not in leather tight pants.
Dude, he's got the greasy, slicked hair, the fucking faux mutton chops, and the beer belly from hell.
Okay, first off, okay.
That man is the Japanese redneck.
I'm not sure if the women are impressed by him or laughing at him.
Green is laughing. Blue is like, what the fuck? Yellow's like, oh my god, do you see his beer belly hanging out?
I don't think be impressed that he was able to get the pants on his fat ass.
I don't think this was scripted. I honestly think this dude just walked
Shane,
got
you
lost.
You are being requested to rate that guy.
Okay.
People are saying, "Hey, look, it's Japanese Sario."
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's break it down real quick with the slick.
Well, I mean, maybe from that fucking that one video where I played the douche in the basement.
That was fucking amazing. Okay.
And the fact that Enterkaiser called him a bloke.
Let's
well played.
Let's break it down real quick. Let's look at his slick back grease hair. He's wearing an ascot.
No, that's like a weird scarf thing.
Yeah.
He's wearing a shirt.
That's a Chris Jericho scarf. Come on now.
He had the long scarf.
Yes, but this is also 06 when he had the short one.
Yeah, it's true. Let's look at his shirt that might fit your daughter. Now, because his beer gut is so big.
Jake gave this guy a 6, by the way.
Well, Jake from State Farm is wrong. Let's look at his gut is so big. That belt is so tight. He's got this bitch stretched out like this because your pants can't stay up when it's below your fucking stomach. Okay? I'm going to give, granted.
I don't know. I usually wear my pants below my fat gut.
We cannot next. Don't even request it. This guy was requested that he be rated.
Now, from what the last couple of things we saw, googly eye man, googly eye girl, this dude's a lot better. So,
hey, this guy's better than those.
Let's give this man a 2. Get this man
you
in
like
two.
You like his belt with all the fucking hooks?
Dude, look how fucking tight his belt is. The belt is tight.
Uh-huh.
It really is.
He's now, losing circulation.
I'm still under the impression this dude's not in this show. I think he's lost.
He just kind of wandered
he's
in.
He's like, where the fuck? Are they filming?
His car broke down in the middle of the desert. He's making his way back to whatever civilization he can. He walks by them and they're like, what the fuck?
And nobody
yelled cut. They were just like, fuck it, roll with it.
Fuck it, roll with it.
We ain't got time to redo it.
We only have money for one take.
Yeah.
You've seen the pilots? Keep rolling.
All right, so what else we got for this?
We have, there's more pictures.
Two, so yeah. Oh, fuck.
You gave him a 2?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about her?
Boy, that,
she just wandered in, too.
The pop's probably his wife. Honey, they're filming. They're filming. Honey, I don't think we're supposed to be here. You know I don't like trekking through the desert in my ridiculous 1800s dress.
I mean, yeah, she does have a really poofy dress, doesn't she? All
right. Honey, this dress weighs like 50 pounds. Slow down.
No shit.
I can't keep up with you and your beer gut.
That's where he keeps his power.
It's morphing time.
Part of me hopes that he gets a colorful costume.
No shit.
One that has his gut sticking out.
What could be next?
I'm getting dizzy from the laugh.
Hey, it's that guy with the hand puppet.
I can't take it.
He's trying to Zordon shit.
This motherfucker's a ventriloquist with his puppet.
But I hope he's a bad one. Like, it's very obvious that he's talking.
What's the things hanging from up there?
Cherubs.
Sure, go to the next.
Oh, I mean, you look right there, I think it is.
It might be. Next!
They look so impressed.
They are.
They're like, this is our villain.
Yellow looks like she just got the biggest scolding ever of all times.
Purple over there, she's like, I'm what's over there?
Damn, they don't even have vehicles. They gotta take fucking public transportation.
Zeros have to take the bus.
What the fucking gotta take the metro train to get to the fucking battle.
No.
Can you guys stop destroying the city for like 10 minutes?
No.
We're on our way.
This picture is perfect. I want you to look. I understand that all five of them are probably in the because of right here.
Oh,
but
shit.
Look at these four. Okay, you see the four? The purple's missing. I'm probably thinking that she's right there in the corner, but let's say that she's not real quick. They're on the public transportation, and I don't know these girls' names, so I'm going to call her Purple, okay? So they're like, guys, where's Purple at? They call her, and she's like, guys, I lost my bus pass. I'll meet you there.
No. That's a train, Shane. That's not a bus. That's a train.
She lost her metro pass.
I lost my metro pass.
She's pedaling her Pee Wee Herman bike as fast as the pedals will allow.
No. She's taking Uber to the battle.
She's using Kiki's delivery service.
That's a fucking flying broom. That's awesome.
Well, you were saying.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Gotta get there somehow.
Yeah.
There's a battle to be fought.
We gotta get to the battle.
It's a good thing. Fifth and Main and pick up the pace.
There's a nice tip in it if you get me there before everyone dies.
If you get me there before they knock down the seventh skyscraper, there's a nice tip in it for you.
It's nice to know that if I'm a villain in this series, I win.
Right.
The shit is going on.
Do you know
bank robbery halfway across town? Fuck, we ain't gonna make it.
Do you know how much we would spend just to start the engines of the giant robot? We ain't got time for that.
What the fuck is going on with this show, man?
I don't know, but I want to watch it.
I want to watch this show, too,
now. I want to watch it.
Guys, we're in a library. Gotta be quiet.
Fuck that!
She'll chop your head in half.
Bitch, I'm reading what?
Okay.
You know what? We've seen better, we've seen worse. I'll give this a 3.7. We had some good laughs, but their costumes are kind of basic-esque.
Yeah, give the Santa Scouts a 3.
3.
Okay. We did need this laugh, though.
Yeah.
After how rough this start was.
This one was a fun way to end it.
Wow.
Because these are the Santa Scouts.
They're the ones that have been bringing Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Whenever you see an awful thing, they delivered it.
Awkwardly.
By train.
Or
by
man-driven carriage.
Man-driven carriage. They're like, they get in the carriage and they got a shitty yellow taxi Megazord and they're like, onward! We need to go to fucking Shane's house.
I've always wondered what it would be like to see a Sentai-esque show. Where they have to use public transportation.
Well, there you go.
Now, I've seen it. And I think it's one of the greatest things ever.
So is.
So I'm sorry. I know I'm going to break the one. I know this is going to sound like I'm a hypocrite, but I'm going to break my one rule, and I'm going to look past the shallowness of our show because we're a fashion show. I'm going to give this a 4, just because of everything that I've seen.
No, Shane, that's fine, because I gave it like a 3.8 or something.
Yeah, something like that. I know I gave it a 4.
So, yeah, see,
it's
all
not
good.
Looking past
so I honestly,
shallowness.
I look past it.
They did good for, like, what the fuck they
hey,
got.
Hey, look, the
like,
suits are what they look like.
The suits are not actually all that bad. Come on,
so,
we have seen a lot worse.
So yes, these ladies are a 3.54.
Well deserved.
Not shabby.
Well deserved.
I mean, the winner of the episode was Mere Man from 2010.
2006.
Or 2006, whatever. I don't care. It's still better.
Yep. 2006 remake won today.
That dude looked fucking dope.
Although, even if he didn't look that dope, it wasn't that hard to win.
Okay, so.
4-0.
So the next episode we're doing, it was, trying to remember, just talk for an hour, right?
we're going on break. We will be. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out fandomnight.com. At fandomnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to fandomnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.